You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Mountain Equipment Co-op is probably Canada's most popular outdoor retailer. It's a consumer-owned cooperative which prides itself on its environmental and socially conscious business practices. It also sells products made in Israel, including some made by a company with deep ties to the Israeli military. At Mountain Equipment Co-op's recent annual general meeting, a resolution to boycott Israeli products was introduced by activists concerned about this relationship. The motion was debated and defeated. Marwan Marwan is involved with the Boycott Israel Apartheid Campaign, BIAC, which helped to organize the resolution, and he joins us on the phone now. Hello, Marwan.
Hello.
Now, before we talk about the campaign to get MEC to cut ties with Israeli companies, can you tell us a little about the international boycott itself and what its objectives are?
Okay. What happened in 2005, labor and civil communities in Palestinian labor and civil communities basically called for an international boycott against Israel, and basically they've exhausted everything. They've tried all kinds of protests and actions. So what they've done is they've looked at how the boycott of South Africa ended that apartheid system, and with the help of the international community. And since the governments internationally have not come to the aid of the Palestinians at all, so they've basically asking the international community, the civil communities, to come to their aid and enact a boycott, as they did in the 70s and 80s against the apartheid regime of South Africa.
Well, what prompted your efforts in specific to get MEC to join that boycott campaign?
It's a co-op. Right, so it's co-op. It's supposed to be representative of its members. It's also a company that prides itself on its environmental and ethical policies. Right on their website, for their ethical sourcing website, they right there in big huge letters, it says that, you know, they champion human rights and UN human rights and so on, and they want to make the world a better place. So being members of the co-op and seeing that the co-op is willing to carry these banners and promote these types of ideas, we were first of all surprised that they're buying from Israeli manufacturers, especially ones that specifically supply equipment to the Israeli military. So when we found that out, we decided to, you know, there are mechanisms in place. It's supposed to be a democratic entity. It's a cooperative. So we thought, let's put this to them and see what they have to say, especially when we challenged them on the issues of you know, upholding social justice and human rights and et cetera.
Now, you said that one particular company that MEC partners with causes you concern. Can you tell us more about that company?
Yes, the company itself is called Source Vagabond. What they are is a company founded by a group of elite Israeli soldiers, and they have two branches for that company. Basically, I think their main product is hydration packs, which are those kind of these cells, water cells that you carry in a backpack, be it for cycling or hiking, and they have this little tube that comes over your shoulder so you can drink water while you're on the move. So this company basically came together and formed. This group of elite soldiers came together and they formed a company that supplies these types of equipment to the Israeli military, and they now supply it to the general public. On the website of that company, they have two. They have one for people like you and I, you know, can go and look at it, and they have really pretty pictures and nice products, and they got sandals and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they also have another site called Source Military, which is, you know, their main thing. And on there, they have a complete description of the products they sell and who they sell it to. And it states on their website that the products that they manufacture have been, and I quote here, extensively field tested. Now, if anybody listening to this and they, you know, when you think about extensively field tested, people can think back at the end of 2008 and early 2009 when the Israeli military went into Gaza and massacred 1,400 people. You know, these are people living in refugee camps. Israel is the fourth strongest military in the world. So that's when they talk about extensively field testing their products. They're talking about that situation. They're also in 2006 when Israel invaded Lebanon and killed, again, 1,100 civilians in that country. You know, that's what they're referring to. So to have MEC put its name and invest in a company like that, that to me is not ethical at all. And I bet if anybody listening, that to them would not sound ethical, like an ethical policy for MEC to do or to carry. So that's why we came around that issue, especially that company.
What was the nature of the resolution you put forth at the AGM?
The resolution we put it forward is that we're asking MEC to basically withdraw its support of these companies, to basically stop dealing with them. We believe that any company that's involved in any type of military or occupation or war is not a company that represents ethical or moral values, right? It's not something you want to associate yourself with, right? So the resolution was presented, and it addressed that specific issue. Really, there was no politics behind it. There's nothing behind it like that.
What was the actual resolution calling on MEC to do?
It's calling on MEC to cut off its ties with Israeli companies, especially Source Vagabo.
Several people were given the opportunity to debate the resolution at the AGM, both for and against. What arguments were given as to why people should oppose the resolution?
That actually was really interesting. I wish I had kept it. We had gotten a copy of a document that the side that was opposed to the resolution was presenting, and in it they I can't quote it word by word right now because I don't have it with me. In it, they accuse anybody that targets the Israeli companies of enacting their own enacting like a Nazi-like boycott of Jewish companies. I mean, they've taken it and they've turned it into this completely ridiculous thing, right? They turned it into a religious argument, which this has nothing to do with that. They said anybody that speaks badly about Israel is anti-Semitic. Anybody that boycotts Israeli companies are basically modern-day Nazis, and so on and so on. They never presented any counter-arguments to what we presented of Israel's involvement in the massacres in Gaza and Lebanon. They never tried to defend the company. They never presented any, like I said, no arguments or counter-arguments or no facts. It was mostly emotional rhetoric and trying to paint the whole thing as a racist action, which most of the times anybody that speaks against Israel, they're automatically labeled anti-Semitic right on the spot to kind of shut them up from exposing the truth of what's happening. So that's what happened. The people that spoke against the resolution, that's all they said.
And what reasons were given in support of the resolution?
Well, the reasons that were given were actually, we had quite a few people that kind of came up from the audience and spoke for the resolution. Some people were of the people that organized for the resolution. Others were concerned members that had nothing to do with it at all, but had heard about the resolution either at the meeting through friends or so on. MEC allowed maybe 4 or 6 speakers. I can't remember exactly how many at the time. There was a time restriction there. But one of the speakers was from the Jewish community, and he spoke about how he had some family members that were murdered by the Nazi regime in Germany during World War II. And he basically asked MEC, would they continue to buy from Germany, knowing that that company, provided fair wages to its workers while at the same time supplying equipment to the Nazi military that's going around and murdering people. So he challenged them basically on the ethics right there and then. We had another speaker who was who's born in South Africa, who basically spoke on his experience and his knowledge of South Africa during the apartheid era. And he's also spent some time in Palestine with the Palestinians, and he spoke about the similarities that the Palestinians suffer under, specifically apartheid-like systems that are in place against the Palestinians that restrict them, restrict their access to basically everything, and it diminishes their human rights based on their ethnicity. We had another speaker again another one was also from the Jewish community, local Jewish community. He also spoke in support of the resolution and, again, challenged MEC on their ethics and especially when about the human rights, how they always like to promote that they are, you know, and support human rights across the world, and gave clear examples of how they're not in this situation. And again, spoke about the massacres in Gaza and Lebanon, and especially about the company itself, Source Vagabond, how it's involved, how it's created by military personnel to serve military interests, to provide equipment to the military.
The resolution at the AGM was defeated. What's your take on that? Why did it fail?
That's the sad part. It was defeated. There's a few elements to that. There was people that basically started to rally against the resolution, and it was basically the Zionist community. And they tried to fill the hall where the meeting was being held. And that was one voting block there. The other one, which surprised all of us, was this reserved section in the front of the hall. It was reserved for what we were told was staff. But later on, we found out it was actually staff from the head office of Mountain Equipment Co-op. And they had come in as a block, and they voted, the entire block voted against the resolution, including the CEO of MEC. He also voted against the resolution, even though we had explained to everyone how this company is so connected to the Israeli military. What was interesting is there was two other resolutions that were brought forward plus ours at the AGM. One of the resolutions asked for MEC to bring back their 2% discount, which also that same bloc voted against. So it gave us the impression that they were maybe not told to vote against the resolution, but kind of encouraged and guided to vote against the resolution. So that group represented maybe about a third of the people that were there.
I've been speaking with Marwan Marwan. He's a member of Boycott Israel Apartheid Campaign. To find out more about this issue, you can visit boycottisraeliapartheid.org.